forever. Dog.
Having a scarcity mindset.
Oh, be real. 9 minutes ago.
I know, what? But I'm filming.
Oh, my do not disturb is on.
That's like
wait, we're
going
to have to be
Elena,
real.
Elena, I don't think we're friends on Be Real.
I don't think we are.
Hold on. Okay. Ready?
3, 2, 1.
Oh, wait, okay. Mac, I just got your hand. Wait, let me try mine again.
That's not real.
Well, no, because Mac put
her very
Mac
not
put
real
her,
of you.
Mac put her hand up.
Well, that would be real.
Welcome to the Chosen Family Podcast.
It's a Chosen Family
still
Podcast.
Sick.
I am a
Ashley's been sick for a long time.
We definitely don't record these back to back and change shirts.
Well, we don't, all of us, apparently.
No.
Only two of us.
Only two of us.
I just put a sweater on. So it looks like so did you, Mac. We half-assed this change.
On.
We half-assed this change today.
Half-assed? This is one of my finest sweaters.
It's a very fine sweater.
Mac's fine sweaters. The finest yarn in Missouri. Mac's fine sweaters. We should have sweaters that say top, recognize top.
Yes, absolutely.
I would be so down for that merch drop.
Elena said it. This is the Chosen Family Podcast.
Yeah, but Ashley has to say it again. Can't just let it be.
Ashley has to host.
I have to
Ashley
host.
Ashley has to host.
It's impossible. It's in my blood. It's in my bones.
But like before we start, she's like, I'm feeling sick. I'm feeling sick and I just don't know that I can host it today. And we're like, you don't have to. We get on here. She's like, well, Elena did already host, but I will be hosting still.
Look,
anyway.
Let me just host a little bit.
Let me just host again. I need to re-host.
It's in my genes. It's every Wednesday, you pieces of shit. And we sit around the family dinner table. We take your questions and we answer them. Because we're your chosen family. Did I do it? Mac, you do it.
Mac, host. You take a turn.
Do what? I sounded so little when I said that. What do you guys want me to do?
We want you to
host
top the podcast, Mac. Top it. Show us.
Welcome to the Chosen... sorry. Welcome to the Chosen Family Podcast.
Yo, that sounds like
That's
audio porn.
That's really good. Oh.
Is that good? This might be Patreon-only content, actually.
Why?
Me hosting is Patreon-only.
Yes.
You really are a little bottom.
If you want to hear more of Mac's silky smooth topping voice, patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast.
And if you want to hear more of my this whatever the fuck this is, you just stay right here. It's free. No one wants
to
hear.
Yeah, you stay on the free version.
Well, how are you guys since last week /3 minutes ago?
Good. I was thinking of I have an update that's like oh god, it's almost more
we're having gay sex.
That's okay.
Update.
Oh. That's a great podcast. I can't believe you're referencing it.
I
right
know.
Now.
It actually was a little bit painful deep inside of me to say that
out
loud.
That's what she said.
No, but this is something. Okay. I took my tongue ring
out. I heard that
out.
Actually.
Oh, thank I didn't you. Hear it. What did you say?
I said
nothing.
That's what she said when you
took
said
your tongue
deep
ring
inside
out?
Of me. What?
I took my tongue ring out.
That's what she said.
Wait. Okay. So go on.
Not as good the second time. Gotta admit.
So oh my God, twice in one episode, I talked about this on the We're Having Gay Sex podcast the first time I was ever on it. Ashley, you look so pleased with yourself. I can't stand it.
You know, some people say it's a pod that's like really changed the game because it's a gay podcast, but it's still mainstream.
Would you say it's chart topping, award winning? Is that what people say also?
I would say it's one of the best podcasts of all time if I had to.
Wow, that's high praise.
I would say it has like an almost perfect review rating, but whatever.
But like we don't care. No, we're not invested. We have no personal interest.
And it's not like the only bad reviews are from like trolls because gay. That's what anytime I get like a 1-star review, I'm like, well, that's just a troll.
Yeah, that's just homophobia on the internet, I'd say. No, I took my tongue ring out. I've had it for like a decade.
Why did you spit on us?
I don't know.
Damn, that's Patreon only for sure.
Mac on fire.
I feel like somewhere someone planted in my brain that like a tongue ring is a good thing for queer sex. This is a positive. This is a pleasant sensation. People like it. That was like in my head.
That's in the zeitgeist for sure.
Yes.
I've heard that before.
It's like some sort of gay
lore.
Yeah, gay lore, something about like you have a tongue piercing for oral sex, right? Like, that's like, it's supposed to be better or something.
Mac, are you aware of this stereotype that, that tongue rings are good for oral sex?
I don't think I was as much aware of it, but Elena, when I found out you had a tongue ring, I was like, that's probably good for oral sex. Like, it popped into my head.
Right. So I think this is another part of the bullshit of, like, maybe it's better for oral sex with
a man,
someone who doesn't have a vulva. That's, and then maybe that's just translated over, when I don't actually think so. And yeah, when I came to terms with that,
I had to look it in the eye and really had to be sure
because I've had this thing for a decade. I've loved it, right?
I gotta say, just, I've never been with anyone with a tongue ring. Mm-hmm. But the idea of a tongue ring ramming into my clit does not actually sound fun to me.
Well, and so obviously,
and that's not just me. Everyone's face. Different. Write in, listener. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you been with someone with a tongue ring? Does it feel good on your vulva? If you are having sex with someone with a penis, or you have a penis, does the tongue ring feel good? Write in. Tell us both sides of it. What do you think?
Mac is really making a face. Really unsure. I also, obviously, like, there's differences in people's sensitivity. There's differences in how hard you do things, obviously. Like, that's, it's going to be different for every person. But the thing that I found was that I was needing to be very careful, obviously, because this is like a piece of metal in my mouth. I'm needing to be very
careful. You don't want that swinging that thing around willy-nilly.
It's hindering you. You have to hold back.
They can't know your true power,
your true ability.
Over time, I realized that, like, this is hindering my movement, like, a lot. And like I talked about, this is the thing I talked about on that first episode that I was on of We're Having Gay Sex, chart-topping, award-winning podcast.
For the listener who's not watching on YouTube, I'm being a thirst-trapping Hey Mama's lesbian right now. Every time that Elena says something nice about the podcast, I go,
That sound does it. When you do that sound, everybody can visualize what it is.
I feel like even if I didn't do the gesture, when I do that sound, we get demonetized.
I think you're right. Maybe you should stop doing it. Maybe I should stop talking about your other podcast.
Danny, cut everything I've said. Thank you.
Yes, today. Everything she has said today, cut it. This is Chosen Family, by the way.
Which is also probably top charting at this point.
I hope so. Award winning someday.
Tell everybody.
On this other podcast that I was on, I told this story, but the long and short of it is that upward motion, so bottom to top,
you can tell me anything, Mac. Bottom to top. Don't feel good. just man to man, bottom to top. Don't feel afraid to say what's really on your mind.
That's another shirt idea. Bottom to top, you can tell me
anything.
Bottom
to top.
Like, you wear that on the shirt.
God, that's good.
Amazing. So, the bottom to top motion, it would get caught.
On what?
I'm still not entirely sure.
The hood!
So, the first time I ever tried that, because that's what the internet told me to do when I was new to this whole thing. Bottom
also
to top.
Also probably me.
And it caught on something, right? And I was like, and you know, it was fine. I know, she didn't even seem to notice.
The way I just like grabbed my crotch.
I know.
2013 Bieber in the bowling alley. Like,
but so that was a motion that I then had to avoid in general. And this happened with multiple people. This wasn't just like one vulva had a specific way that like I couldn't move. I noticed that with this certain motion, it was like catching, it just wasn't pleasant. And that's a motion that a lot of people really enjoy. And I can't believe this is
something that's spread around then, that it's a good thing.
That's exactly what that's why I wanted to talk about it. Because, so I took the thing out, life changing. The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes.
Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast on the go, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. I'm a horrible cook to begin with, so making something healthy and delicious fast, that's what I absolutely love about Factor.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring.
They also have gourmet meals that feature premium ingredients. My personal favorites? Broccolini and asparagus. But overall, Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. You can simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
We're celebrating Earth Day all month long, so look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 and use code chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code chosenfamily50 at factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
It's better now.
Yeah, because I have full range
she
of motion.
She can release it.
And I
she
don't
can do whatever she wants. Full ability, full yeah, power. Yeah, yeah.
Nothing holding
it's
her back.
It's like Edward Cullen in Breaking Dawn Part
2. Yes, that's exactly what it's like.
For sick old dad who hasn't seen the Twilight series, can you explain what that means?
They finally fuck in the fourth movie.
And Edward has had to hold back. He had to hold back.
He can't.
Because he's too
powerful.
Because she wasn't a vampire yet, so his fucking was just
he was like, I will literally like rip you to shreds if I fuck you right now. And she's like, oh, no, but I want it so bad. And he's like, no,
then
we
you gotta become a vampire, bae.
Yeah, this is Elena post taking out the tongue ring.
So I wanted to spread
that's
this
so
PSA
emotionally manipulative
that, like,
that's like a weird like sex before marriage thing, but it's like sex before vampire.
Well, no, they waited till they got
like,
married.
He didn't want to kill her, like,
he wanted
like,
to wait until like, they were married.
Okay, well
listen, this is clearly written by a straight person, because oh my god, I'm so powerful, I'm just gonna like rail you into oblivion. I don't want to hurt you. Everyone just wants to be gently figured, okay? If you've got a vulva, all you want is a spot on. Look, railing is nice every now and then, but for the most part, just gently finger me. Just be nice.
I mean,
we can tell you're sick, Ashley. Ashley wants it nice and soft.
Ashley's just like, be gentle with
Ashley's
me.
Ashley's like,
be
would
soft.
You just gently finger me?
No tongue ring today, please. No tongue ring.
Too powerful.
But so I think I also. I'm wondering if this whole tongue ring is better thing was also written by a straight guy, and it has somehow like bled into our like
gotta
queer
be.
Experience. So seriously, listener, please do write in, because I want to know if you having a tongue ring, you having received from someone who has a tongue ring, what's the experience been? Because as someone who had one for so long, I feel like it only hindered me. And I feel reborn without the thing. Like it's
you're a born again lesbian.
I feel like a born again lesbian. And I
hey, tongue game, recognize tongue game. We will not judge you on it. We know you're good.
But okay, so what do you guys think? Hearing that, what comes up for you?
I like the up and down, so I would be like,
I'm an up and down fan.
If that got caught, I would be scared. I'd be traumatized a little bit.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Also, I just feel like you want the option to have full, broad, flat tongue.
Yep.
Which exactly. is usually what a lot of people enjoy, what no matter what direction it's going in.
Well, and Elena's been fighting with one hand behind her back.
Well, you're in the weird jump shoes that are like heavy and won't let your heel. And now you've taken it off and you're just like so good at eating pussy now. You're just like, you're like, oh my God. You're like Michael Jordan on his flu game and then he feels better and you're fucking again. And you're like, oh my God, I'm so powerful.
I just wanted to put it out there for anyone who's thinking, okay, well, if I'm gay and the tongue ring's supposed to be like a better thing, so let me get that done.
Maybe not.
Second, think like I'm here to
now,
tell
you. Now, do
you
feel like you were a tongue ring girly and now you feel like your identity has been, now you're like, it's like, oh my God, do I eat good puss or do I be myself?
Honestly,
because sometimes that's a choice that you have to make.
It's like I was actually really attached to the
tongue ring. The bisexual conundrum.
Yes,
eat good puss or be myself.
Yeah, no, there's definitely a I'm not used to not having it in my mouth, and I feel a bit naked without it.
Mac, do you have any updates from the past week/2 minutes?
Guys, I don't really know. I don't really think anything's new.
Hey, maybe update us on your thoughts about moving to LA. Because I feel like the last few episodes we kind of, you were saying, maybe I'm going to move. I'm thinking this. What are you thinking?
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah,
with
I don't
that?
Think so, guys.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Are you insane?
Ashley.
Son.
My dad, listen, my parents were very like, were very frugal with money. Like they were like, don't spend it even if you have it. And yeah. I cannot get myself to move out there.
That's so just investing in yourself is a really important part of life. If you are
could
able,
you make more money?
Yes.
Like maybe your return
that's
is
one
gonna
way
be
to
higher
look
than
at
the
it.
Investment.
But like also you're punishing yourself, Mac.
Yeah, maybe.
You're gonna have a better quality of life out there with the people with the gays in LA.
Well,
you know?
You think so? But also
oh,
do you
for
think
sure.
so?
I have no doubt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I love it out there. It's incredible.
Oh,
my
Mac,
girlfriend's out
what?
There. All my friends are out there.
Mac, you gotta move.
Wait, just because of money you weren't gonna
Guys,
do it?
Guys, I don't want to spend that much.
What are you
Mac,
spending
think
it
about
on
the
here?
Return.
What am I spending on in Springfield?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Right, that's what I'm
dirt
saying.
Cheap here.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
I'm saving a lot.
Money
so that
does
I can invest
not
a lot
equal
so that
happiness.
I can support my family
experience,
when I'm older.
Experiences like making sure that you're being with your friends and your chosen mm-hmm. family. That's yeah. what makes you happy. Money and things, just having a collection of dollar bills in the bank. Look, I'm not
you're
saying.
You're going to have more. You're going to make more money.
I'm not stupid. I know money can equal a home and healthcare, yada, yada, yada. But if you can have those things in L.A., mm-hmm. then it's time to go to L.A.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are like saying the other side of my brain, like the other side of things that I've been
the
thinking.
Correct
and
side.
Also you're saying what my therapist has been saying, but
yes.
Know. Yes.
Yes. You I have can't to like it. think about your day-to-day. This was when I was deciding to move out to BC from Manitoba is like I had to realize that I was trading the things that I was trading off living in Manitoba. I was trading them for a life where every single day I get to wake up and be in the place I love, be surrounded by friends that I love, be with my partner who I love. I get to have those things every single day.
Yeah, that
because
sounds nice.
Of the move, right? Whereas the things that you're, if the thing you're worried about is money, like that's what money is for, is
it's,
to
yeah.
be able
I
to
know,
live the
I
best life that you can.
Spending it.
No,
but it's
dude.
Not about, it's not
there's like a math
it,
equation
like
too.
It.
There's a math, like there's like lots of good things like 1/3 of your income can go towards your rent. Now maybe you're like where you are right now, you're only spending like 1/10 of your income because I don't know what the fuck the rent is in Springfield.
Not
like
even.
Maybe $200.
It's really cheap.
Right. So like you most people are in that 1/3 region.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if I wasn't in that 1/3 region and I saved more, then I could buy a really big, nice house for
bro,
my wife.
All
you're
but those
23.
But that's the first of all, you're 23 and that is the eternal myth of money, which is like it can always be, that's capitalism, dude. It can always be better, it can always be bigger, it can always be whatever. Like no, you can have a good life right now.
Yeah, exactly. You're waiting until you can have like
guys a, we'll be talking about this for the rest of the podcast.
That's fine.
I don't care.
A big house, like you'd rather have a big house someday that you can live in and have all these dreams when you could have a smaller house and
surrounded by people you love
now. Like, you could
just,
do it now.
Pops, I just want to take care of my wife.
Dude, you
I just
want to
make sure she's
you're
safe.
Being overly
you gotta
conservative.
Be where, you got to be there with her to take care
like,
of her.
From a
I'm,
conservative area.
Yeah, but I'm overly conservative, too. And this is something that I've had to work on. And I promise you, every decision that I've made to spend when I was scared and invest in myself because I'm naturally conservative was the right decision. Now, if you're on the mm-hmm. other side of things, if you're already like probably a little too liberal with your spending, then maybe mm-hmm. learn to rein it in. But you're not that guy. It's mm-hmm. too different that you're not that guy.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll think about it.
And you're saying good. That the goal is to take care of your wife. How are you going to take care of her from across the country? Go take care of her right now.
Close the distance eventually. Don't say that. You might make me cry if you say that.
Okay, I don't want to make you cry, but I just
it's
think
true. And also,
it's
Elena's
not like
right.
you don't have the money.
Yeah,
it's a different conversation. Yeah. If you didn't have the money, then
you're basically
a lot more
saying
to consider,
I don't want to invest in myself. Yeah. You're constantly saying, oh, I don't have enough time. Like, I need an editor, but I don't trust anybody. Yeah. The editors are in LA, dude. Like, that's part of the thing too. All of this is like. You're trying to do this, you're hindered where you are, and you're just
mm-hmm.
putting money into a bank and sitting on it and not doing anything with it.
You have
now,
choices. You have
just
choices,
for the listener at home, like money is like a very fraught emotional issue for so many
of
us. Having a scarcity
mindset.
Oh,
be real. 9 minutes ago.
I know, but I'm filming.
Oh, my do not
well,
disturb
yeah,
is on.
That's like
wait, we're gonna
part
have
of
to
it.
Be
Elena,
real.
Elena, I don't think we're friends on Be Real.
I don't think we are.
Elena, are we friends on Be Real?
Yeah, I think so. We're engaged. Hold on. Okay. Ready?
3, 2, 1.
Oh, wait. Okay. Mac, I just got your hand. Wait, let me try mine again.
That's not real.
Well, no, because
Mac
put
very
Mac
not
put
real
her,
of you.
Mac put her hand up.
Well, that would be real.
That was
right.
a little promo for Be Real. And
yeah,
be,
the go
Chosen
Be Real.
Family podcast.
I don't have any updates, guys. I love my new apartment. Here, I'll say this. I love my new apartment. It's so my. I got it. I invested in a computer. Dude, the way I spent these past 2 months investing in my business, Mac, it would terrify you.
Do you want to tell me?
And then, I no.
It terrifies Ashley, me. It terrifies Ashley, me. I have friend requested you on Be Real and heard nothing back. So.
I'll add you back. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
But
continue investing.
It freaks the shit out of me. But the other day, I sat down and I edited so fucking fast. Like with my new computer, the exports, everything, like. The new setup, it was so fast. Mm-hmm. I don't have to worry about so many of the different things because I bought the correct equipment and whatnot to like get me streamline everything. I made 3 new TikToks. I don't know how you guys are, but I made 3 new TikToks in 2 hours. Got through, for me, that's very fast because it's going through my stand-up footage. So, and I was just like, this efficiency is really going to help me in the future.
Yeah.
You know? You should just do it. You should invest
in
yourself.
Mm-hmm. Invest in an editor. Invest in living in the place that's going to bring you the most joy. Like, even if it's not about improving or making more efficient your business, like, just the fact that you get to wake up every day.
When you're more productive when you're happy, too.
Totally.
That's true.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah,
and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. If you had unlimited time, how would you use it? If you're looking to find what's important to you, what you want to be a priority in your life, therapy can help. Through therapy, you can find out what matters to you so you can do more of it. For me, when it comes to saving time, doing things from the comfort of my own home has been king. Doing therapy online saves me a long drive to an office, it allows me to feel comfortable in a familiar space, and it just feels better. I love online therapy with BetterHelp because it's more accessible to me than traditional therapy in person. And I can use the time that I save for other things that make me feel good, like rock climbing or going to the beach or going for a walk or just spending time with loved ones. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ChosenFamily today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ChosenFamily.
Questions around the dinner table.
Here's one. This one's just kind of fun. Mm-hmm. If you slept with a dude, if you had to sleep with a dude.
Tom Welling.
That was so fast. Who is Tom Welling?
Tom Welling.
You were going to say who? Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah, who would it be?
Is Tom Welling the guy, the like dancing guy? The dancing guy?
He's Superman in the hit TV show, probably also award-winning. Tom Welling is Superman.
I don't know. Okay, I don't know if that TV show is as award-winning as the other podcast that I do.
Oh my god.
Damn it. That was my fault, Elena. I'm sorry.
Mac, I thought you were supposed to be on my side about all
this. Tom Welling, I'm going to Google him real quick. Hold on.
God damn, he is gorgeous. When I started watching that show, I had a moment and I called like three different people because I was like, I think I might be bisexual. Like,
no,
I might
Mac, I
be
think
bisexual.
This is just a male version of you.
That's the what other people say, but
okay,
thank
now
you
I
so
need
much,
to Google it.
First of all.
Young Google young Tom Welling. That
my
is
girlfriend
Mac.
Was like, my girlfriend was like, would you actually want to have sex with him? And then I was like, ew. So
of
that's
course.
How I knew
God,
I wasn't bisexual.
Okay, you look like him, Mac.
Guys, stop. I'm so flattered right now.
Literally.
He's like the most gorgeous person in the world to me.
He is beautiful. He is beautiful.
He's
you're having the classic gay thing, but in reverse, but straight. Do I want to fuck Tom Welling or do I want to be him?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I think it's definitely be him. Or like also, no, it's just definitely be him.
Well, it's like, it's an aesthetic attraction. You're like, I find him pleasing to look at. Doesn't mean I want to bang him.
Yeah.
And I think that's
exactly
that's
it.
Also
what about
a huge,
you guys?
Like, question around comp het. Is like, people are like, but that guy from One Direction. Oh my God, what's his name?
Harry Styles?
Yes, Harry Styles. Like, that would probably be my answer, but then
what,
like.
No, Niall?
The thought, no. That's mean. We
that
shouldn't laugh.
Mean.
That was
mean. Yeah, that was
we're
mean.
Just, we shouldn't laugh that
if
hard.
If Niall's your type, you're valid.
Niall, yeah. I don't know who you are, but do our podcast.
But you are Ashley's choice.
No.
Ashley chooses
I pick Niall. Now I need to look up who Niall is.
Yeah, I think, yeah, my answer would Hold probably on, be Harry Styles, Niall. which is kind of boring and cliche, but then like, I just don't want to bang him. I just don't.
Listen, cliches are cliches for a reason. Like,
okay, what's wrong with Niall?
You clearly weren't a Directioner. Honestly, Niall's not the worst of them, though. You know who's the worst of them? Liam.
The worst of them.
Yeah, Liam is bad.
Wait, I have
like
to look
recent.
Up Liam
have
now.
You seen his recent interviews on podcasts?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
And I wasn't even a Directioner. I wasn't even a One Direction. I didn't know anything about it.
You don't have to be a Directioner to
no.
see that.
No, and I'm like,
strip that down.
Liam Payne, is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look up, like, the one where he's talking about almost getting into a fight.
He looks handsome.
I've never gotten the ick more.
Yes, he gives major ick.
What do you mean he gives major
ick? It's very, it's very.
I like the idea of lesbians being like, this man gave me the ick. Yeah, he is a man. All men give the ick.
Ashley, this is different.
If a guy is
bad when the straight women agree.
Yeah. The straight women agree. Oh, okay.
That's when you know it's bad.
Yeah.
I'll send you the clips later.
Let me transform this. What gives you the ick? You're on a date. You're with someone. What gives you the ick on the date?
Like women.
Yes.
You mean
women.
That's a really good question. Ashley, do you have an answer? Or are you...
Well, I'm eating soft-boiled eggs right now, so I'm trying to...
Soft-boiled eggs give me the ick.
Yeah. I know, seriously.
I was gonna say.
What gives you the ick? A podcaster eating eggs on a podcast.
Yeah. Into the mic.
Into the microphone.
Elena gets the ick when Ashley plugs her other
Absolutely.
Podcast.
I get the ick when Danny doesn't cut Ashley speaking. Gives me the ick. Because, like, I think, here's the thing with that question.
It's tough because it's nuanced.
I spent so many years dating men.
So
that, like,
someone really
I
has
don't
to give
think
you the ick.
I have the ick with women yet. Like, I don't think that experience has happened. because I have
savor being involved with women so much that you're like, I can't afford to get icked right now.
And because I had such strong ick,
I can't afford ick. I've been going through a famine. Nothing gives me the ick.
Listen, I'm like, you think
I'll
that's
eat a soft boiled egg. I'll eat the second half of a banana. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm hungry.
You haven't felt ick. I'm like, you don't know what ick is.
That's so true. Straight people should not be allowed to have the ick until they're forced to be gay for a little while.
Yeah.
Then come back to me and tell me that. Less. I'll tell you what, though. It used to be, before I fixed myself, because, you know, I don't know if I've talked about this much on here, but I definitely was in some unhealthy relationships, hit sort of a rock bottom and was like, I need to change the way I approach dating. So this is going to sound nuts, but I get the ick now when I find someone to be a little bit mean to me. It used to be like before I was such a simp, like if someone was like kind of mean to me, it would almost turn me on. Like, she's like kind of maybe could possibly not be a good partner to me.
Mm-hmm.
I found that attractive. Like,
it's like,
a person
I have to fight
to fix.
For this.
Yeah, right. Like, exactly. I have to chase. Yeah. I have to fight. Yeah. Now, if they're giving me that, if they're giving me emotionally not super stable, that gives me the ick now, which I am so proud of.
That's a mature ick.
I cannot tell you how proud of that ick I am.
Oh, we need a soundboard.
Yeah, applause. Seriously. That took a lot of retraining my brain. And I remember the first time it happened, I was seeing this girl and Omicron hit and we were really into each other. And we were like, well, what do we do? Do we shack up during this Omicron? How long will it last? Yada, yada, yada. I avoided doing that because I was like, I'm not sure. And then a week after, she was sort of mean to me. And I was like, yeah, I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
this is groundbreaking. We can train.
You can
retrain
the ick. You can train
the
ick, baby. You got to train the ick.
I'm agreeing with Elena on this, that queer people, we don't always have the luxury of the ick.
And like, they're less icky. No offense.
Listen, my town is so small. I can't get the ick here. If I find out she likes girls, she can do anything she wants. It doesn't matter.
You cannot afford the ick. Yeah.
You can't afford the ick if you're queer. It's just how it is.
But that being said, now that I've thought about it for a second, what actually does give me the ick, and this is just general, but like I have had this ick with women, is when people are too like syrupy sweet too quickly, like somebody speaking in like a baby voice.
Ah,
ick. Very ick. Immediately.
What's wrong with that, Wayna? Come on.
No, see, when you do it, it's fine. You don't
Awayna.
Give me the ick back.
Awayna.
Because I'm the baby.
Awayna.
No. Well, and also your fiance, but
Awayna, will you give me a widow soft boiled egg?
No, please. See, like, that doesn't give me the ick either, because, like, I know you eggs. Both. I'm talking, like, first date, second date. Like, we're just hanging out and someone's like,
yeah,
starts talking kind of in a baby voice or is speaking in that, like, immaturity.
Valid ick. Valid ick.
Gives me the ick.
Huge ick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not accommodating. This is so specific to me, but maybe people who have, like, a very specific type of job. But I'm a stand-up comedian. If I have to move a date because of a show and you are weird to me about that, fuck off.
Yeah.
Fuck
off.
You're
like, this is my job.
I would never ask you to move your meetings during the day. You know what I mean? Like, you have to, if we are different types of people, you have to recognize that there are different types and they're both valid. That's a huge turnoff for me. And then also, if I make really dark jokes...
Don't.
Perhaps about...
Don't. Ashley? Jenny? Someone mute her.
I'll mute myself. Ashley. If I make any jokes about...
9/11.
Oh, my God.
If I make any jokes about that... And, like, I like to just be able to talk about dark things in a humorous way. That's, like, a huge thing for me. I guess this is more, like, compatibility than ick.
Yeah, because I'm like, so that's we fair. Give you the ick? Is this you telling
you guys,
us that
you
that
guys
we
are the only queer people that give me the ick, I gotta say.
The major ick.
I got the major ick. I'm like, ooh, I can't do this podcast anymore. No, I'm kidding. I love this podcast.
That's fine. Me and Elaine can run it by ourselves.
Yeah, you've seen, as we've shown these past two episodes, we are fully capable
of course you guys are. Look, that's the thing about tops. Someone else will do the job. if no one's there. But Tops just, you know, we opt in the fastest.
Wait, Mac, you said you thought of one?
Congratulations. not caring, acting like you don't care about anything.
Oh, like people yes. That
they try to seem mm-hmm. so chill mm-hmm. and they dismiss everything. They never like stand up for themselves. Like that mm-hmm. made me uncomfortable, or I would rather do this than this. Mm-hmm. Just acting like acting you have removed. Absolutely no cares. Yes. Yeah, very removed.
As if that like makes you better than.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate that. Like it'll turn me off so fast.
Elena, was that a bottle of milk?
I thought it was too, like an old fashioned milk jug.
No, it's a water bottle.
I thought that was a bottle of milk.
I thought it was milk too. I said, you're going to drink dairy on the internet?
It's a water bottle.
Good luck. You'll never make it.
Do you get canceled for drinking dairy on the internet? Is that a thing?
I'm a vegan.
Oh, damn. Yeah, that would be a problem. Hey, it could be a bottle of oat milk.
That's hence why soft-boiled eggs give me the ick.
Yeah, as I'm licking nice. Yolk off my fingers right now.
Oh, God.
Okay, save it for the Patreon.
Right, Patreon content only.
Patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast.
1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel.
I absolutely love Babbel because of their short conversation-based lessons. It's really easy to take them out into the real world and use them immediately and solidify that knowledge.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really even help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed by real people for real conversations.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chosen. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chosen, spelled babbel.com/chosen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That was the one. And then this one, I think, is like kind of, there's two different ways to look at it. How do I deal with queer imposter syndrome? Elena, yeah. I think that might be a great question for you.
Yeah, you can top that one.
Top the question.
Wait, you guys are allowing me to top something?
Oh my babe, God. Babe.
Are you topping if you were given permission to
babe,
top?
Babe, will you top tonight? Will you top?
Or is that just like more extreme bottoming?
I did take my tongue ring out. It's we've talked about this before on this podcast. The like service bottom or service top or something. Servicing, whatever.
None of it makes sense. The language is flawed. Patriarchy.
No. Yes. It's almost like there's no good answer, because the answer is you have to be comfortable within yourself. Like the answer is, once you validate your own queerness, once you recognize that you are queer, you
this
belong.
Is the end of the teen movie right here.
No, but it's true. And I understand that the question is, how do I get to that point? And I don't know. Time, surrounding yourself with people who love and validate you, consuming queer media like mm-hmm. this podcast, so that you understand
consume
that, like, oh,
this, you little bitch.
There are other plus. People
consume
who,
me.
Who share my feelings, who share my fears. I'm not on my own. Like I only lost the sense of imposter syndrome when I took my tongue ring out. And
and you're like, oh my God, I made her come.
Damn, I can give good head now.
I think when I first came out, I was trying really hard to figure out where I fit within the community. And I was trying to wear different clothes and trying to like really present queer. I wanted to read queer to everybody who looked at me. And that was because I was looking for that external validation that I belonged.
So
that
this
I was a part
dovetails
of the community.
Into this other question that I got, which was about being more femme and how do you let people know that you're queer. So just that's more practical than sort of the inner validation of imposter syndrome, but I did get a question like that, so I just wanted to like kind of just weave that in, because I think these two things are somewhat related.
So and again, that's probably more my experience than the two of you. But
what do you mean?
I think, unfortunately,
look how floofy my hair is.
You're so femme today.
It's
Ashley,
so floofed. I have so my glitter nail floofy. Polish on.
Yeah.
And Mac is wearing glitter nail polish so that she doesn't have to. Look at you two and your femininity.
Listen, I can
That's
be baby.
That's such an interesting point, though.
Again, unfortunately or fortunately, being femme and queer and wanting other people to know that you're queer, you might just have to do the approaching.
Yeah.
Like, it's, it, they might not know.
Yeah.
People might not know.
Just fucking shoot your shot, okay?
Yeah, shoot your shot.
Just do it. Yeah. Keep it light. Just that's the answer to, like, 9 out of 10 of these questions. Right. Just freaking say it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is unfair that we have to do this. It is a burden. Yes. However, what do you want your life to be? Do you want to be a sad little femme in the corner? Alone? Painting your nails? Floofing your hair? Taking out your tongue ring, putting it back in.
Femme pep talk, let's go.
Do you want to just do that? Do you want to be bottom, stares at bottom from across the room? Or do you want to live your best gay life inside of another woman or person?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Walk over there, just say that you're interested. It doesn't have to be a big deal. And it doesn't have to be a big deal when you inevitably get rejected, because most of us will.
Mm-hmm. And the more that you do it, the more that you feel comfortable in your own skin and the way that you're presenting, the more confident
and your
you'll
little
be.
Dress and your little G-string underwear, whatever femmes are doing. I don't know what you guys are doing. Your ponytails and your jewel, your earrings.
What are the femmes
that's,
doing?
That's
these
how
days?
To be a femme 101. G-string, ponytails, earrings. You've done it.
Ashley will carry your baby.
Yes.
And I'll carry your baby, fam.
Mac will wear your nail polish.
Absolutely, I will. Great question. I have no input on that, you guys. That I feel like that
you
was
don't have any
question.
Queer imposter syndrome?
No, I never have. I mean, like, I knew I was gay when I was really young, and after I got out of high school and was like out and I just felt an urge to do something, I would do it. And I say that referring to like the way that I would dress or my mannerisms or how I would act. Like, if I wanted to be a certain way because I felt like that would validate my identity, I just honored that and did it because I was at a point where I was like, I want to be who I am.
You honored it? That was the gayest shit I've ever heard in my entire life.
I thought it was beautiful.
It was beautiful. And also, I'm just going to have to come in here and knock it down out of humor because I can't let something so sincere and gay stand.
That's true. There you go.
Being gay is kind of as gay as you can be. It's
as
really
gay,
gay
as it gets is being gay.
Being gay is gay. This is like
being
I'm
gay
looking two mirrors across from each other, and it's like infinite, and it's like zooming in. Being gay is gay.
Mac, I feel like you're just like a merch machine.
You are a merch machine.
Like,
oh,
you've
absolutely.
Just been like a.
My brain is in product development mode right now.
We see it.
Mac, do you want to do my merch for my stand-up tour? Oh, yeah, I go. I do.
What does that
tour.
Mean?
I don't know. My merch.
Like,
I need
come
to
make
have
it?
Merch.
Like,
do,
physically?
Like, the product design? Come up with the
you
ideas?
You want me to? I'll stand behind the booth and sell it.
I mean, that would be so cute if I just brought you everywhere.
That would actually be
I
really
would
cute.
Have a fucking blast with
Can
that.
Can I supervise Mac's
Mac the merch
selling
machine.
Your merch? Can I just stand to the side and, like, just make sure it's all going okay?
Oh, my God, Elena, I'm going to Winnipeg. Do you know anything about that place?
You're pegging who?
Winnie.
Winnie's getting pegged.
Winnie's getting. I'm pegging.
When are you going
Horf.
To Winnipeg, Ashley? Please.
April.
When? Oh, okay. Can I come?
Yeah.
Like, that's basically where my family's from.
Cool. Do you think I'll do well there?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Actually, I do because there's not a ton of gays,
so
social media
they'll flock.
Gays
yeah.
are a bigger deal.
Yeah.
There than other places in Canada. No, I
cool.
think you'll do great in Winnipeg. Okay, but. Just to go back to that question for a second, you're
saying, why do we have to leave my shameless self-promotion to go back to the topic of the podcast?
I'm just as fast as I can get it away from your shameless self-promotion. It's not fast enough.
I hope people know this is a bit, and I love doing this.
Of course,
it's a little late to announce.
I don't know. Sometimes
we're 7-8 episodes in. She's
we're
like,
eight
guys.
Episodes in.
Sometimes people JK. Don't get. Sometimes people don't get that it's a bit, and they're like, "This feels mean," or "Ashley, that," and it's like, you know, like. That's why I feel like so many YouTubers have to be so sincere and like empathetic because like if you do anything remotely socially mm-hmm. difficult to understand, even mm-hmm. remotely, there are corners of the internet where they're like, she's serious. She loves 9/11. Like they'll
them.
Yeah.
Right. Like let them.
Yeah, you're right.
Like They're talking about you, right? So isn't that the win?
No, queer imposter syndrome.
With the queer imposter syndrome, if the question is, how do I deal with imposter syndrome? I think the real question is like, what's the fear? Like, okay, so let's say you go into a situation and the imposter syndrome fear is what? That people are going to point at you and say, not a real gay? Like, figure out what the fear
that
is,
men will
and then
hit
we
on
can
them.
Address that.
That men will hit on them. That is a real fear.
That's what it is.
Even I get hit on by men. So
I was going to say, men still hit on me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's going to happen.
I will say, I feel like I'm one of the gayer people on the planet. I wouldn't have thought of someone not being queer enough has never crossed my mind.
No.
It's like nothing that no one is thinking that. And if they are thinking that, that's honestly a little bit of a red flag.
Absolutely. It's a huge red flag. Like I think that us queer folks are so excited when somebody else is one of us.
Absolutely.
One of us.
Like that's exactly. It's like one of us.
Join
one
us.
Of us. That's the energy. The energy is not, oh well, who's queer? Unless you're in those circles where it's like there's biphobia and all of that. That's garbage.
That's fucked up.
We don't acknowledge that here.
Yeah,
yeah, that's such bull.
If you're biphobic or transphobic and not inclusive of trans women in your feminism, you can leave this podcast immediately.
Yeah,
bye.
Fuck off.
Goodbye. It's about finding your people and finding the people who are going to validate you. And there are so many of us. Yeah. There are so many of us.
And let me
just
say
to the pod,
to the bi women, to the bi people, to the bi femmes watching this right now.
Oh, hello.
Pick me.
Hi.
Pick me.
Pick me. I will carry your
Please
baby.
Stay.
Pick me. Choose me.
I will carry you. I will physically carry you around.
Elena will carry you.
I have almost exclusively dated bisexual women.
Same.
That's actually a fact. And
they are.
That's a fact. You can look it up.
Beautiful creations.
They are of God.
They are. Bisexual women are of God.
Of
Father,
God.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
And bisexual women.
And
bisexual women.
Well, I think that's it. What did we eat for dinner at this table? I know what I ate.
Oh.
Ooh.
Soft-boiled eggs.
I think we had to eat soft food because Elena had the ring taken out of her mouth. So maybe
yes,
she's
we were definitely
sore.
Eating through a straw.
Ice cream.
Go-go squeeze.
Because I can actually, like...
What? Lick it.
Okay,
lick
vegan
it.
Ice cream.
We were licking some vegan ice cream on this pod.
The other weird thing is even we could be eating soup again, anything with a utensil, because I couldn't like move my mouth along the spoon because my tongue ring would click and clack against it.
Oh, wow.
I'm,
did
like,
you have a malfunctioning
freedom.
Tongue ring, or is this what everyone with
this
a tongue
is
ring
crazy.
Is going through?
No, you just have to like learn how to use, like you just work around it. I worked around it for 10 years and then I realized I didn't have to anymore.
Yeah.
I could just take it out.
Well, this was a good episode. Send your questions to us at AshGavs, at Miss Fenderer, at Mac Injimi, Chosen Family Podcast, patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast. Get on my tour text alert. That's just
for
me.
You don't need to do that. Start with the other things that have to do with this podcast.
I did start with the other things.
I'm telling the listener. Make sure that if you can't do anything on Ashley's text list until you have done every other single thing we just said.
But if you wanted to see me do stand-up live, you should get
not.
On the text
Danny,
list. Dude.
Bleep Ashley right now.
Elena is probably.
Power, I would.
Elena's probably on the text list. Let's be
la,
real.
La,
Mac,
la,
Mac
la,
is
la,
on
la.
The text list for sure.
I'm definitely on the text list. Sorry, Mom.
Thank you
for
listening,
bye. Everybody.
Subscribe, tell a friend, yada, yada, yada.
See you next week.
Chosen Family is a Forever Dog production, hosted by Ashley Gavin, Elena Joy, and Mac Injamine. Edited by Danny Jewell, executive produced by Mariah Nicholas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm.
Forever Dog!
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.